you for tuning in to No Gossip, Just Talk. I'm your host, Tanisha Javon. This is where we have conversation and get things off our chest. So sit back, relax, grab your snack, fill up your glass, and let's chat.
I'm your co-host, Mitra, and I just want to give a special shout out and thanks to all of our international listeners, Puerto Rico, Ireland, Canada, New Zealand, Switzerland, Germany, Singapore, Australia, Denmark, Bahamas, France. Woo, y'all almost lost my breath. There's so many of y'all. Thank y'all. And, of course, to our home, United States, thank you for tuning in to No Gossip, Just Talk.
Yes, I love it.
One more thing.
I have some great news. According to our geographic location, we have some new listeners.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
So, also want to give a special shout out to United Kingdom, Poland, Brazil, Kenya, Sint Maarten, Portugal, Belize, Ghana, Sweden, Bangladesh, Saudi Arabia, Dominican Republic, Ivory Coast, Tanzania, and South Korea.
Thank you for tuning in to No Gossip, Just Talk.
And make sure you subscribe. So now, let's get into this episode.
Yes, let's do it.
What's up, everyone? Listen, I have to give a special shout out to our additional listeners that's not plugged into our promo. We have not forgotten about you. So I want to send a special shout out to the Philippines, Mexico, Norway, Jamaica, Netherlands, Nigeria, Bermuda, Mongolia, Trinidad and Tobago, Pakistan, Lebanon, Finland, Romania, Austria, Antigua, and Barbuda. Thank you so much for tuning in to No Gossip, Just Talk, and make sure you subscribe. Now let's get into this episode. Good afternoon, everyone. So I wanted to start out by saying I was on TikTok and I was also on Facebook, and I'm not going to lie, I was very inspired today. And just hearing others' testimonies about how they put their faith in God, how they trust the process, they just trusted in Him, and they kept their head up, they kept grinding, they stayed consistent, and to see the overall outcome, it really was motivational. And it kind of hits home, because sometimes we can get caught up in wanting to have full control over everything, and forget that there's a bigger piece of the puzzle that we shouldn't miss, which is making sure God is in the center of everything that we do. And some people may feel like, well, you know, that should always be the case. God should always be the center. And I agree with that. However, sometimes some people get caught up into what they want so bad, they lose track of that because they're so heavily involved. They forget, listen, bring your Father with you. Bring your Father with you. Bring God with you and stuff. So, and I just wanted to share that because I was definitely inspired. And sometimes when you're taking on heavy loads, you're taking on heavy challenges that are bigger than you, sometimes you do tend to, you could get lost in the process, if that makes sense. But anyway, I just wanted to share that. And other than that, I hope you all have an amazing day. Just always remember, as far as like these takeaways, make sure God is in the center of everything that you do. And everything that you do, make sure you pray. Pray without ceasing. Prayer is very powerful. And make sure you speak nothing but positive things into your life, because your words are strong and you can speak things into existence. So make sure you are speaking those positive things into your life and doing what you need to do for yourself. But in the midst of it all, make sure God is in the center. Anyway, I am getting ready to go. I hope you all have an amazing day. Also, for those that don't know and for those that do, if you need any assistance when it comes to credit, educational, financial literacy, you need a realtor, or you need help finding a realtor, or if you need help with learning how to write a book,
let me know. Just inbox me. Let me know what you need, and I'll be happy to assist you. But other than that, in my favorite words that I like to say before I close, ciao for now.
And that is the Inside Scoop. Make sure you tune in again for another great episode.
I'm your host, Tanisha Javon.
And I'm your co-host, Mitra.
And when you check in with us, it's no gossip, just talk. Ciao for now.
For those who may not know me, my name is Corinne. My father was murdered and it left me truly broken. All I have left is my sister and mother. But unfortunately, my mother is not present. She's battling her own demons, and the sad part about all of this, I hate her. Not only that, I hate me too. And honestly, I'm lost with no direction. To learn more about my life, read volume 1 and 2, If Only I Had a Home.
Go over to my website at Tanisha Peak, that is T-E-N-I-S-H-A, P with a double E.com, and grab your books today. Ciao for now.